I suspect you wouldn't associate me with running, but in fact, I do run. And on the Christmas trip, I run in the wee hours of the morning, usually between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, much to the chagrin of my roommates. I use the Christmas trip with the intention of trying to achieve or regain some semblance of running fitness. And to whatever extent that I accomplish that, I find at the end of the Christmas trip, I always pray for two things. And one is to maintain, when I go home, my meditation, which is always enhanced by meditating with all of you. And the second thing is to maintain my running. It really becomes the second most important thing in my personal sadhana. And I'm not a great runner. I run with some degree of pain, but it's just me imposing my will on this lethargic physical. So when I do go out, there's sometimes joy, but most often I run with achy knees and a painful back. But I ask myself, if Guru only had these knees and this back, would he run? And the answer is, of course he would run. So, you know, when we think of Guru running, how much he loved it. You look at the Christmas trips, he would struggle to run a quarter of a mile. Later, when Guru couldn't run at all, I asked Guru, I said, Guru, you do everything for us inwardly. Would it be okay, he couldn't run, if we felt that when we ran, we were running on your behalf? And Guru said, absolutely, absolutely. It is an excellent thing. So when I run, I try to feel that I'm running with Guru, and I'm running for Guru, and it's a great experience.